Every 2 hours, they change shift. And Charlie, he didn't agree at first. He said, I'll tell you, you give me some grub. There's flour and sugar and milk and that kind of stuff. Piece of half-dried meat or dried caribou meat or something. And I give him a little stuff to last him 4 or 5 days. He said, I'll get to Yukon River way ahead of you fellas on the raft. But we saw that night down through the canyon before we got to Mount Titna. We saw Charlie Carlo tent canvas pitched up and mosquito net. And we were going to sneak by him. His brother said, let's sneak by him, Frank Carlo, or Charlie Carlo. But he was reading. He was in the mosquito net reading the book, and he heard us going by. Before we got out of sight, we saw him packing stuff down to his canoe. He called us up before we got to Titna, and he said he was ashamed to ask me whether he could come along. He asked his brother, and no, you made your bed of roses already, and you have to go down in canoe. He told Charlie, his own brother. Finally, at the last minute or so, you can tie your canoe on and come aboard. I didn't refuse anybody. I gave him enough for 5 days. But when we saw how quick we caught up to him, he changed his mind about paddling out. He come on the raft. He could sleep there and work a little while, just sort of keep the raft out on the river, but we were moving night and day. Frank Carlo would go ahead in his canoe 2-3 miles ahead, and cut a dry timber down and split it up and load up the canoe. And by the time we were in front of where he cut the wood, he come out. That we will have stove wood on. We don't have to stop for wood at any place. We didn't stop at no place. We kept it going night and day. We come out in record time, too. I forgot how many days that's all we drifted down. Four days and four nights. Something like that.
How big was your raft?
Well, it was big enough for all of us, about 8 or 10 logs.
So about how many feet do you think that was?
How many feet long?
Yeah.
Oh, it was about 20, 24 feet long.
About 10 feet wide? 8 feet wide?
Something like that, yeah.
Is it pointed a little bit in front?
No, it was square. It was chopped on the end so that it'd be speedier. Tapered off.
Did you spin around in the water or you keep going straight?
Well, what?
Did the raft spin around?
No. Not that big a raft. We got into some eddies, but we stayed out in the current most of the time. See, was when I sent two sacks of dry meat by a white trapper was up above us. His name was John Larson, and he was coming down in a pulling boat, and we wasn't ready yet. We didn't have no raft yet. I built a raft in a couple of nights. And we caught up with him at Cochrane. He just left there and we landed. Charlie and Frank and David Elliott and George Yaskett, they were glad they had lots to eat and not too much work. Oh, I remember we got a boat from a barge from a fellow named John Allen. He left a barge up there in the lake, and we all got together and we drug that barge out. It wasn't very far from a lake, and we corked it up and we transferred my load into the scow boat and two places to row. One fellow steering. Then we made the rest of the way and nothing. But one night, that's all it took us from there. So John Allen, he told us to take the scow.
How many miles up was that?
It was about 50 or 55 miles up the Novi. Maybe I'm wrong. It's 60 miles to mouth of a big Slatner. Here is about 55 miles. Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys did pretty good that time.
Yeah.
People get surprised you came out so fast?
Yeah, a lot of people, and that's the first time I ever came that distance in 5 days and 5 nights. We were all young and husky, and we kept rowing steady. In daytime, it was windy in daytime, but that didn't make no difference. We traveled just the same. We slept aboard the raft. I remember David Elia and Yaska, when they wanted to come aboard our raft, they didn't want to, they were ashamed, bashful to ask me. And Frank Carlo told me that they wanted to come on aboard our raft too. They had beaver skins. I didn't charge them anything. As long as they worked, they could come. They took their turns at rowing. gee, I don't remember exactly how many days we paddled that raft. I think Charlie remembers, Charlie Carlo. Or David, he's live yet up there in Tanna.
Lots of game up there then, huh?
Yeah, there's lots yet right now. There's nobody been trapping up there hardly. All the natives have died off at Cochrane. That there's lots of fur now.
Well, how are you feeling? You want to take a break for the day?
Yeah. I got it.